Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hello and welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. Happy 29N, everyone.
Woo!
Yay!
Yay! We did it.
Yes.
My name is Josh Earle, and if this is your first time listening to the podcast, what I do is I get four very funny people and quiz them all about their lives. So let's meet them now. Our first guest is a comedian and an actor who, when his name is typed into Google, one of the suggestions is, did you mean Xavier Michaelides' foreplay Effie? Please welcome the very funny Xavier Michaelides.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, you and Effie.
Me and Effie, we've made out heaps of times. It's a part of being inducted into the Greek Comedy Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And you get to make out with Effie.
Who's in the Australian Greek Comedy Hall of Fame? It'd be you,
me,
Effie.
Effie, Nick Giannopoulos. A couple other wogs, I don't know. am I Greek enough to say that word?
Yeah.
You tell us.
As a white woman, I give you permission Thank you.
That you are Greek enough.
Our next guest is a first time to the pod. They share their name with a sales coordinator in Launceston in Tasmania and a French travel insurance salesman. Please welcome from Netflix's Santa Clarita Diet, it is Liv Hewson!
Yeah! I want to meet Liv Hewson from Launceston.
Mm. I don't.
I could hook that up. I'm from Launceston and she's a travel, no, the other one's a travel insurance salesman. So this one's a sales coordinator for Bella, what's the skin brand? Bella starts with C, something or other?
I don't know.
Bella
Crunchy.
Bella
Crunchy.
Yeah. Bella Crunchy.
For that crunchy skin.
Crunchy skin.
That we all want.
The dream. Mm,
yeah. Delicious.
Also joining us is another first-timer to the podcast. She's a comedian who shares her name with a married woman from New York who studied at State University in New York at New Paltz and has a very strict Facebook privacy setting, so I couldn't find any more information about her. Can you please welcome to the podcast, it's Eve Ellenbogen.
Yeah! And for the record, I've Googled this many times. No one has my exact name.
Well,
so
she's Evelyn.
Evelyn. Oh, yeah. I know.
Yeah. And there's also an Everett, a male Everett.
No, I reject Everett. That.
You guys should get married.
Yeah.
That'd be so fun.
No. Everett, Eve and Everett Ellenbogen.
Please, Ellenbogen, no. Ellenbogen. It's hyphenated.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sorry. Oh,
that's actually
sorry, my mistake.
That's fine. Maybe I'll change my first name just to Ellenbogen.
Take their first name as well.
Do the Macaulay, yeah. Macaulay Culkin Culkin.
My dad.
That?
Oh, please. That'll happen.
I think it's your phone buzzing.
Is it?
Oh.
No, it's coming from outside the room.
It is.
Like, is there an earthquake?
For the listener, we're recording this at Stupid Old Studios and they're just installing aircon in all the rooms today. And so you might hear what sounds like
the end of the world.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say farts.
Hopefully.
Well, if I do fart, at least there's something I can blame it on. Yeah. So. I was going to say, speaking of Ellenbogen, which would be your name,
mm-hmm.
My dad had a friend who changed his name legally to Jeffrey. So, you know, it
that's
can be done.
Hard. Did he spell the Jeffreys differently? Yeah. Are they all different Jeffreys?
I don't know, but that would be good if question. It was a J, a G, and the other one.
Yeah. And the other letter.
Any other letter.
And finally is another return guest.
Is it
she
me?
Shares her name with
a
Melbourne camera operator. A business owner at William and Belrose in Melbourne and a mother of two in Port Denison in Western Australia.
Yeah, everyone's doing better than me. All right.
Who we have here is comedian Ree Down.
Yay!
Hey.
Hi,
so good
Ree.
To be back.
It's nice. Thanks for coming back in.
Yeah, no worries.
Thanks. So,
look at her. End of. All right, start.
We've actually divided the room in those who have played the game before and those who have not.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're new.
Teams.
Mm. So oh, no.
That's all right.
Okay, I don't want there to be negativity, you guys. I just want us to be happy. Let's start the new year right.
I'm going to make you guys lie to each other. It's going to be great. Okay. Yeah. Our first game is called Social Me Media, where I read out status updates by the four of you. You have to buzz in and tell me who you think tweeted it, or in case of some people, Facebook message update.
Messaged? You're reading out private messages to you?
Some this people, is a call out
post. Can I just say, Eve, you have Twitter.
I never use it.
Four times you've used it.
What are those tweets like? It's like, I'm so embarrassed. I was actually looking at the video and I was like, I really need to delete these lame.
Well, three were retweets.
Yeah. I don't know how to use it. I mean, I know, but I'm like, this is the worst social media platform. I hate Twitter.
It's no good.
Yeah.
So I'd suggest not doing it.
So what is one of these going to be one of the tweets? Like that one
the tweet?
The tweet?
Oh, I've gone to Facebook.
I'd be so embarrassed with my retweets because I feel like my dad when he talks about the Facebook.
Yeah.
He's like, people keep messaging me. And I'm like, Dad, you just have a notification to get their status updates. Everybody's messaging me. Nobody's messaging you. That's me on Twitter.
Okay, so I'll read it out. If you think you know who wrote it, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. You get a point if you get it right. If you're incorrect, the person who actually wrote the tweet or Facebook status update, they will get the point. Your names, your buzzers. Can't buzz in for your own ones. First one is this one. Good news, everyone. Comedy's back. I just heard my friend say, Serena the Teenage Williams.
Ree.
Yes, Ree.
Fabi Michelatis.
No, that is Liv Houston there.
What?
Oh, we only get one chance. Oh, God.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Do I lose point?
No. Liv just gets the point.
I didn't even have to do anything. I was the one that suggested you be on this podcast, and I'm furious. That's what you get. Trying to be a supportive friend.
No friends, and don't you know who I am?
Yeah.
No friends.
Did your friend who wrote this have Twitter? You just stole their tweet.
Yeah, but I asked permission.
Okay.
Because this is a friend of mine's child who's 14, and I was like, can I tweet that and not let you be exposed to the internet? But like, I thought it was funny, and they said yes, which was nice.
Great. Is your friend a 14-year-old? Yeah.
Question two. I only worked 5 hours today and it's Monday, but I'm taking a bubble bath, smoking a cig and drinking wine like I'm a single mum of five.
Eve.
Yes, Eve.
Reeve.
You are right, yes.
I was trying to be
I only
confused.
Worked 5 hours today. Reeve. Single mum, Reeve. Cigarette, Reeve. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm trash. Fine. Fine, I admit it.
So you're smoking in the bath?
Yeah.
Do you have an ashtray or you just go straight into the bath?
Yeah, I go straight into the bath. No, I have an ashtray. I'm not a savage. We recently moved place and I refused to move into a place that didn't have a bath because I'm not well. And that's where I like to spend most of my time. It's really good.
Your Instagram story is rife with that good lush content.
Thank you so much.
It's great.
Thank you.
Next question. Sitting on the tram to work wearing the same jeans as yesterday, felt a weird soft bulge behind my knee, slowly worked it down to my ankle and pulled out yesterday's underwear. Happy Thursday, Ree. Everyone. Yes, Ree.
Eve.
You are correct.
Oh. That is such a piece of shit thing for you, like typical of you to do, to find your own underwear in your jeans.
I've done that before.
When we were walking upstairs today, I was like, fuck, is there underwear? Like I was like, no, but it's not. It was just a crunch in the jeans.
It was just my old granola bar.
I thought you were going to say, an organ's just popped out.
No,
it was just a tampon.
just in case.
Did the dog start chasing you after that? Sorry. That was,
oh my
sorry.
God.
Sorry.
Too far.
I haven't said anything
Let
yet.
Let me talk about my tampons
not
without
far enough.
Being like open to your jokes.
That's true.
How heavy is everyone's flow? Everyone tell me.
By the way, Ree and I can't be on a podcast together without it going right into periods immediately. So
we have derailed many a pod.
Mm. By the end of this podcast, we all better be in sync with each other.
We will be.
We're all going to be bleeding.
Like nuns.
Blood play is my king, but I promise not to make it too sexual.
Question four. How old are minions? Are they children? Are they 40? What is the lifespan of a minion? Will Bob and Kevin and the other one live forever? Will they see the fall of time?
Xavier.
Eve. Yes, Xavier.
I think it's Liv.
You are correct, yes.
Oh, I thought it was you.
No.
Yeah.
Well,
It was so great.
I just feel like Liv, you're the sort of person who think that much about Minions.
I did. And I was I came up with that tweet. I said all those things out loud to a friend of mine I was with, and she was like, shut up. Talk to someone who isn't me about this. So I picked the internet.
That sums up Twitter so much. Yeah. You shouldn't be saying to your friends, I'll say it to 9,000 strangers.
My friends won't let me say this anymore. Yeah. I have to tell the
and
internet.
This is why I don't use Twitter, because I just say it to everyone. Yeah. I just talk all the time.
Yeah, I've been meaning to have a chat to you.
There's nothing left for Twitter. really everyone else is, we've all got it.
Question five. I used to want to be
Is this even a tweet or is this something you're saying? I used to want to be fucked, but
then I got over it.
Question five. I used to want to be hot and skinny, but now I just want nice furniture.
Oh, Liv.
Yes, Liv.
Ray.
You are correct, yes.
I was like, that sounds... Oh, damn
That's
it.
Ray. Who's an ugly fat bitch who has nice furniture? Ray. No, I know you would never think of that
The only thing you want on this earth is nice furniture.
It is. I don't care about anything else. I don't care about connections to people or being a good person.
Was this off the back of just moving house as well?
No, this is literally all the time. Yeah. This has always been it. Because I was thinking about
the last time I moved house, which was 8 years ago, we got removalists in.
Yeah.
And they picked up our couch and went, oh, great. I love it when it's like fantastic or IKEA. They're so much lighter you can put on the expensive stuff. And I was like, fuck you.
So rude.
Also, how dare you?
They're so much cheaper than the expensive stuff is a redundant sentence.
Yeah. So just lighter. He's like, yeah. He was like, it's so much lighter. You can carry it easier. Then I made him move my piano. So
sucked in.
Gotcha. Yeah, bad luck.
It wasn't an IKEA piano though. That you
yourself, so. Yeah, my furniture is everything to me. Yeah.
All the keys are just Allen keys. Sorry.
Well, Liv and their partner came over the other night and their partner was like, can I just say, I love your place. It is so well put together. And I literally almost cried. And James was like playing a game. And he's like, when I heard that, I knew that you would just be in love with Chloe. Like, anytime anyone compliments and I'm like, oh my God, stop it. Like nothing makes me happier than my material possessions.
That's good. Question six. Some guy on the train tried to sell me jeans. I said no. Now I'm worried I missed out on some magic jeans.
Liv.
I heard Liv.
Xavier.
Yes, you are correct. Yes.
Yeah, all of us.
Yeah. Everyone's like, yeah.
We're like, at some point, there's got to be a question about you.
I know.
Surely you've said something interesting.
Something at some point. I wouldn't call that interesting. It was just me doing a dumb tweet about jeans. So.
Don't put yourself down.
No. I liked it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Did you start with really magic good. Beans, magic beans, magic.
Exactly.
Jeans.
Yeah. That's how I write jokes. I just sort of, magic beans, magic jeans. Yeah. All right, great. I wrote a joke the other day, which is Rubik's pube. Where I like, oh, my dad gave me a Rubik's pube, which is just soaked with pubes on it. And I have to get them all onto one side.
That's pretty funny, actually.
It's pretty funny. Yeah. It's still the same process.
Yeah.
Just rhyming. Like
doing a crossword.
Doing a crossword, yeah.
Next question. Surprise, snails aren't extinct. Surely we've squished them all by now.
Eve.
Yes, Eve.
Liv.
No, that was Ree down.
No!
I was trying to be strategic.
I mean, I have 0 points, basically, but...
You're doing all right. You're doing all right.
I have... Oh, did I lose a point?
No.
Okay, God. I want to be at your level.
Oh, my God.
You don't lose points until the very last round.
Eve, you're literally 1 point behind me, so you would love to be ahead of me.
Don't sneak at the scores.
Oh, my God,
no. Fine.
Give it a surprise.
It doesn't matter. Next question. One of my hips don't lie, and the other one never tells the truth. How will you choose the correct door?
Eve.
Yes,
Liv.
Yes.
Liv.
Yeah, I was real proud of that
one. You were so obscure on the tweets.
That's not that obscure. The Princess Bride, is that what it's from?
I remembered it from The Labyrinth.
Oh, yeah, that's something. Yeah. I always get those films mixed up.
But you have such a variety of tweets.
I think
mine are all about being trash and yours are like so spread across the universe.
I just say any dumb shit that pops into my head.
That's why I love you. I realize with all of yours, the thread for me is that I have no idea what you're saying. I'm like, who wrote that?
I love that. I'll take it. I'll take that as a brand.
I'm like, Serena Williams. What is this about? All right.
Next question. Sent Dad a photo of my haircut. His response, looks great, but how much did it cost?
Ree.
Goes to show, no matter how far away you are from your family, they'll always know how to piss you the fuck off.
Eve.
Yes, you are correct. Yes, that was Eve. Yes,
yeah, but the cheat in that is that no matter
is
how
far is that Xavier does not get a haircut.
Yeah, I know. Like, it's a person's relation. It can't be me.
And I was like, this isn't Liv.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Eve.
I sent that photo to my dad, my mum or dad. Like, you've looked like that for the past 10 years. What's
got
the
a
difference?
Refresher.
I polished my head. Check it out, Dad.
I was really
annoyed.
It
was like annoyed. Black shoe polish.
You look fantastic.
But it is something that your parents can annoy you more than anyone else with, just something yeah. that's not even that bad.
Well, we're Jewish. And
yuck.
Exactly. And I was like,
hell.
It was like, that's okay. I can say. But it was like,
No, but Ree said it, so it's not okay. You didn't say Ree was the one.
To be fair, she looks Jewish.
Thank you.
And like, everything, it's like, oh, I like it. How much was it? And I'm like, you know, so just let the stereotype be. Don't make it so true.
Yeah.
And I keep banging on the table because I'm angry. And also, if you're going to ask, just send me more money because I'm really broke. And I wouldn't tell him. And he's still to this day, you know.
Because I got really annoyed. My dad, this was years ago. He was driving me back home when I was living in Launceston. He was in Burnie. It's an hour and a half drive. And he said, oh, you can put some music on if you want. And I had a Jonathan Richmond CD.
I don't
so
know
Jonathan
who that is.
Richmond mm-hmm. is. You know the film Something About Mary?
Yeah.
He's the Come one who here. He's yeah. the one who travels around yeah. the troubadour kind of thing. I yeah. love him and he's great.
He's so annoying.
Yeah. yeah. But well
in the movie.
I put it on and after two songs, Dad said, oh, is this guy famous? And I said, oh well he's been around for ages. And he goes, oh, so when you bought it, did he give you a signed copy? Because you'd be the only one who actually buy this shit.
Oh,
and
wow.
I didn't speak to him for the rest of the trip.
Oh,
I actually
my God.
Took it so wow. personally. I was like, nah, fuck this.
How old are you?
19, 20. Like old enough to know better. Old enough to go, well, yeah, my dad shouldn't like the same music as I like. That's yeah. why it's cool.
But that's that's aggressively cunty of your yeah. dad. You know, well, but I'm sure he's an okay.
No, I mean, my dad had the exact same fight like a week ago.
Yeah.
He was like, I hate this. And I was like, shut up, Greg.
Yeah.
You don't fucking know it. Like, I was just like, and then I said something about, like, I hate something. And he goes, how would you know if you haven't tried it? Yeah. I was like, you listened to a song for 10 seconds and said you hate it.
Yeah.
So what was the song?
It was...
Was it Post Malone, Ray? Isn't that what this is about?
No, it was.
Was it something embarrassing?
It's actually so fucked. It was The Lonely Island.
I knew you were going to say Lonely Island. I knew. That's a fair call. I mean, like, why would your dad?
Like, but I like it because it's comedy, but it sounds like real music.
I knew you.
Get
were
on
that.
Board, right. Greg.
Yeah, Greg. What a Greg.
And our last question for the round. Maybe the deal with airline food was the friends we made along the way.
Ree.
Eve.
Yes, Ree.
Liv.
You are correct. Yes, point there for Ree. Yes.
That one I got. Actually, nice. I didn't. I don't. I still. I'm like, no, I don't. I don't get it. I mean, it was short enough that I can remember it. That's what's different from the other ones. But I have no idea what it means.
Can I just say what you're doing now to Liv is what your dad does to you.
That is the meanest thing you've ever said to me. I love it. I thrive on it. Yeah. She's fine. Sorry, they.
Oh, sorry. Okay. That's what a relationship with a bit of advice I learned not to do is never say to your partner that their actions remind you of their parents in any way.
Are we together now? Is that?
No, it is.
Because it's over.
Because my mother-in-law's name is Gwen and she's very anxious about making decisions, doesn't like to make a decision. And sometimes my wife will be like, oh, I just can't tell what to do. I'm like, oh, you're Gwenning out a bit now.
Oh.
And she's like, fuck you. All right, we're doing this or we're not doing anything. So, yeah. Hi, Beck. You don't listen.
Well,
anyway.
It's over.
At the end of the round, the scores are on 1 point, Xavier Michaelides.
Yay.
Also on 1 point, Eve Ellenbogen. On 3 points, it's Liv Houston. But in the lead on 5 points, it's Ree Down.
Whoa. You didn't want to be
what
at my level.
Bitch.
So
you're
aggressive.
A cunt, Liv.
Well, eat it. In
all
the
right.
car on the way home.
This round is called Yearbook. Now, in this round.
What a title.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
I didn't see the book coming.
I just picture you, like, in your office at home, just, like, tapping your pen on the desk going, what should we call the segment?
I need something. Yeah. Now, in this round, we go back to our school days and talk about an event that has stayed with us.
Mm.
And today we're talking about a young Liv Houston. Now, Liv.
It's baby Liv.
Like myself.
Thanks for having me.
Such a pleasure.
Liv has a fake front tooth. But what happened to Liv that made the tooth fairy come early? Was it A, Liv was playing totem tennis when their own mother played quite an aggressive backhand? The racket flew out of her hand and smashed Liv in the face.
That's abuse.
B, it happened when Liv was in grade 2 in a karate class when Liv's face smashed onto the wooden floor and shattered the tooth. Or C, It happened while Liv was on stage in a production of Peter Pan. Liv tripped over a floor light and fell off the stage. This happened in Act One, and the director was insisting that Liv finish the performance because Liv was Peter Pan and kind of important for the remainder of the performance. Now, you can ask Liv as many questions as you want. Bear in mind, Liv wants you to get it wrong, so she gets the point. Ask away.
Liv, which one is it?
I'll never tell.
Liv, what was the costume for Peter Pan?
It was, like, very classic, like, you know, green tights, green shoes, green, like, little cap. Like, very, very standard.
Do you have a photo?
On my phone? No.
Oh, I want to see it. So cute.
I know. What? I would show it to you if I had it.
What's totem tennis?
Totem tennis is, like, the it's like a metal pole with, like, a little swirly metal bit at the top and a tennis ball on a string, and it swings around and you hit it in a circle to another person back and forth.
For I have a question. Why are you lying?
Just love to tell lies.
See, that's what acting is. It's lying.
I don't know if the totem tennis one, because how could your mum swing, because you swing this way if the ball is swinging around the totem, and then if you let go, the racket's going that way, not towards the child on that side, unless she went like that, and that's a dumb way to play.
No, she tried to backhand it across to get it to me quicker, and then it like glanced off the pole.
You have an answer for everything, don't you?
That's not, I think that's not a good one.
You well, we didn't even know totem tennis 30 seconds ago, Eve. And now you're saying the physics of it wouldn't work.
We that's call it something different in my country.
What did we
should, we haven't mentioned that you
what
are.
What do Americans call totem tennis?
It's, I don't remember. But it's
then,
not,
shut up.
It's not totem tennis.
Is it called like whack-em sticks or something? Just go outside for a bit of whack-em sticks.
Yeah, God, what a guess. It's not like, what is it called? It's some, I don't know. I don't remember. I'm not going to remember.
Is it called racquetball?
Use your Siri app again. Yeah, racquetball.
That's not fucking annoying.
Use Siri.
Liberty swingers.
Really it's freedom thingy thing. Freedom foods.
Freedom ball.
Freedom ball. I'm gonna
freedom ball.
Is this offensive?
Yeah, is this racist?
No, I just like the attention. That's literally what it is to be American.
I think Liv is only asking because Liv has to go back to the States to work.
Yeah, I just want to check.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I don't like say the C word when I'm over there. I'm real careful about that. But.
Yeah, well, I do. That's my whole family. You're all cunts. Happy Thanksgiving.
What was the second one? I forgot what that one was.
In grade two in a karate class, Liv smashed onto the wooden floor and shattered the tooth.
What belt did you get to in karate?
Oh, that was Alexander.
I stayed doing karate until I was like halfway through high school, and I actually just got a black belt before I stopped.
Oh.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Prove it.
Just smash a ball.
Fight, save. Fight.
So what I'm realizing, because so I think you're a pretty good liar about one of these things, which I've always thought about you.
Thank you so much.
But wow, you're really...
It's amazing when you get professional actors on the show.
I know. It makes it so much
you
harder.
You monster.
Yeah. The comedian has some of the biggest tells. And then the other one's rubbing their head and shaking their legs. Could be not this. I think I'll just go with the Peter Pan one because I think you're an actor, so you would start acting early, you know, so that would make. But then again, that's what Josh would do. He'd write that.
Yeah, Josh is
and then he
too.
Would go, this is the most obvious one. So it's the least
monster.
Obvious one. Therefore, karate.
I think it's karate.
I'm going to go karate because I know for a fact.
You're all going karate?
That it is karate.
You are correct.
Liv told me on the weekend.
Oh,
Liv.
Everyone gets a point apart from
oh my God.
Our friendship has ruined this
podcast. It's ruined the podcast.
This is just not fair. This is unfair.
You still got a point.
I know, but you shouldn't have got one.
Yeah. Can I just say, though, that it's like not even a good story? Like, I didn't get kicked in the face. We weren't fighting. We were playing stuck in the mud as a warm-up.
That's right.
And I got tipped on the back by the kid who was in too hard and fell face first on the wooden floor.
But that's every story of how people get hurt.
I know. You didn't get actually hurt in the sport. It's often.
No. Yeah, it's always like really embarrassing.
Yeah.
It's like I hurt my arm playing football. Like, I was like... on the sidelines. Okay, I was like watching it and I
fell on the chair.
I fell in the car park of like a sports center.
My hand
or something.
Got caught in a dim sum bag and I twisted it.
Can I just say, my writing there as well, Liv has always wanted to play Peter Pan.
I have.
I can picture you as really Peter Pan.
Just happened to put Peter Pan in there. So
really?
Thank you very much.
Congratulations. Yes. Well, all right. Everyone give Josh a round of applause. That he's so wants.
This is all about you, Josh.
For not making your dream come true? I don't know what that is.
Like, I like to be able to pretend.
Yeah. Just for a split second pretend that you had.
Oh.
It was like a false memory. Like,
Your eyes really gleamed when you were talking about it.
I was really excited.
Yeah.
At the end of the round, the scores are Xavier on 2 points. Eve on 2 points, Liv on 3 points, but in the lead now on 6 points. It's three down.
I've never been in the lead before.
Yeah.
I'm always a fucking loser like Zave.
Oh, no.
All right, this round.
Oh, no.
I'm a loser.
Ouch.
This round is a bonus Patreon-only round.
Hi, guys.
Hey, everyone. Just stop on the podcast there while they do their little bonus Patreon bit. Speaking of the Patreon, you can be a Patreon subscriber just by going to www.patreon.com/DYKWIA. And that gives you a whole bunch of treats. So for $10 a month, you get a bonus episode. You also, every week this year, I am going to put up a new bit of writing every week, every Friday. That's going to go up. So no matter how much you give, you get to see a bit of writing. Some of it will be stories that have been on the podcast but just fleshed out a bit more. Others will be brand new stories that may come up on the podcast. And some will just be stuff that's happened that I want to talk about. And also, if you subscribe a certain tier, you get free shows. So you get a free ticket to either my stand-up shows or the podcast, and they are coming up a fair bit this year, so let's talk about those. So in Brisbane, if you're in Brisbane, I'm coming up March 16, so make sure you're across the date change when a day earlier, so on the Saturday, 3 p.m. at the Haya Bar. 3 p.m. is the podcast, 5 o'clock is the stand-up show, the world premiere of Josh Earl Talks. So that is going to be also on in Melbourne, so Josh Earl Talks, tickets are on sale now. Go to joshearl.com.au/gigs for all the ticket details for both Brisbane and Melbourne. So Josh Earl Talks, my brand new stand-up show. You'll definitely like the stand-up show. It's the best stories I've done. A whole bunch of stories that I've never said on the podcast because they're too real and also a bit very personal, okay? Even too personal for the podcast, if that's a thing. So if you like the podcast, come along to Josh Earl Talks, which is on at Vic Hotel from March 28 to April 21st, every night at 8:15, apart from Mondays and no show Mondays, and 7:15 on the Sundays. On the Sundays, we'll be coming straight off the back of the Don't You Know Who I Am live episodes at the European Beer Cafe on every single Sunday as part of the Melbourne Comedy Festival. So if you're in Melbourne, these shows are always great, especially the festival ones. If you just heard the last two best ofs, most of the live ones were festival ones. So there's like three from the Melbourne Comedy Festival. We just get, you know, the best names from the festival and around Melbourne to come and do stuff. So, you know, last year we had Hamish, we had Andy, we had Sam Pang, Miff Warhurst, all the people who weren't doing shows in the festival coming on down. We had Tony Martin, Jason Byrne, Sean Patton, Becky Lucas. It was great. It was a really, really fun time. So make sure you get a ticket to that. So like I said, all the ticket details are at joshearl.com.au/gigs. If you want to support the podcast on Patreon, go to patreon.com/DYKWIA. And if you just want to support the podcast, share the links around with your friends on social media. Go to iTunes, give it a 5-star rating. That really helps. Hopefully I see you at one of these shows if you're in Brisbane or Melbourne. Anyway, I think the round might be over now. Let's go back to these four very, very funny people. We're back in the podcast now, so no jokes about that round because it won't make sense.
Okay.
But guys, you're missing out. It's a good round.
Yeah, you should pay.
Guys, exactly. Pay for the Patreon. So many good stories just came out.
I'm actually crying.
Oh, shit.
Not.
All right, this round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. Now, in this round, each of you are given a fact about another person on the panel. If you think it is true, you say yeah. If you think it is a lie, you say nah. A point if you guess correctly. A point to the person the fact is about if you are incorrect. So, to Liv.
Hmm.
Recently, Xavier went back home to Perth for Christmas and stayed with his wife's family. They arrived on the 23rd, but their luggage did not. Because he didn't want to have to be the guy and go, because he didn't want to have to go and buy new clothes, especially on Christmas Eve, Xavier just borrowed his father-in-law's clothes. The only thing is, his father-in-law is a big man, so Xavier wore his pants with suspenders for 3 days in a row. And now Xavier is contemplating that being his new look.
Yeah.
You can ask him as many questions as you want. Just can you picture this man?
Okay, so what is it suspenders? About what is it about the pants suspenders combo that gets you going?
I think I wear belts all the time, like too much. I'm always wearing belts, and I think it's always sort of rubbing in too tight around that area. This sort of feels a lot more looser and a lot
so
more
you want two belts over your shoulder.
Two belts over the shoulders.
And this is only for Liv to guess.
You can ask him questions, but you don't have to guess.
Okay.
Yeah, we just feels looser. It feels nicer and it feels smarter.
That's not.
There's a dog barking outside. By the way, no one's being murdered.
It sounds like a dog being murdered.
It sounds like a dog being murdered.
What's happening?
That's me, because Liv really wants to find out and you're attacking me right now.
I do, yeah, actually.
Xavier's barking.
Your eventual request. Wow.
Wow.
It's dog city here today.
I know, too many dogs,
so many
here
dogs
today.
Never enough dogs.
Oh, my God.
Okay, that's crazy. What color of pants were you wearing for the 3 days? What's your father-in-law
like,
working
they with? They were like old school sort of tan business pants, like the ones you'd wear to work. It was like his sort of tan sort of ones.
And like when you say they were too big for you, how big are we talking?
It's just around here, so they would sort of, they were out to like there. It would be like that much away from me. So I had the suspenders up nice and tight. But it was so loose and it was like, yeah, something about it. It's like you know, in like old cartoon when someone gets nude, they wear like a barrel and suspenders.
Yes. It was like that's
what I picture. Like that.
And how long clown pants?
And how long have you wanted to be in a ska band?
Well, I do have a couple of fedoras at home, and I mean, look at me as well. I'm like, I should be in a ska band. I've got a beard, glasses, sort of a stocky sort of dude.
What does your wife think of that look?
She hates it. Really hates it.
Doesn't want to fuck her father. No.
Weird.
No,
so weird.
Weirdly, doesn't want to fuck a guy in a dad's pants.
That's actually strange. That is strange.
It is really strange. Weird. I just
kind of
relate.
Like, I kept walking around the house going, I wear the pants in this family.
So. I think that's true.
You are incorrect. Damn it was a lie. Point there for Xavier.
Psycho.
Yeah.
Oh. I know. Yeah, I'm a real fucking fake.
I wanted it so bad.
I'm a fake and a snake. I can't imagine you in suspenders. Just a bit of this section. Just your thumbs underneath them.
I absolutely don't.
And join a ska band.
My dad wears suspenders now.
Yeah.
But yeah. It's really. Well, I feel bad making fun. I used to make fun of him a lot, and then now we get along really well. But the facts are the facts. And
all right, Trump.
He still wears the same pants, but he's gained a lot of weight. And he doesn't believe he's gained weight because he says it's air. He swears it's air. He's like, I have a hernia. It's air. And we're all like, it's not air. Also, couldn't you just like deflate him? Anyway.
He hasn't farted in 5 years.
No,
it's air.
He's 83 now. Every time he takes a step, he farts. And it's really sweet. And I'm like, and he gets up next to my face on the couch and it's like. And I'm like, oh, you know what? You That's raised cute. Me. Yeah, like I can't, you know, I'm saying all the same things, but in an endearing tone, so it's fine. But yeah, he wears suspenders and it's adorable. So, you know, yeah, you should do it.
I've got that 80-year-old man charm. Yeah. Like, you're
guys do have the same beard, really? But he does have more hair than you, so.
My dad,
come on. I'm bolder than an 83-year-old man.
God damn. All right, to Xavier. Now, when Rhi was in year 8, her parents thought she had been kidnapped when she was just at her friend's house. Her dad left work early and was checking the long grass and the creek nearby. Rhi had left a voice message on the phone, but no one had checked it. So the next week, Rhi was given her first mobile phone. Yeah or nah?
So you're saying that Rhi's parents cared about her?
So weird.
So what do you reckon?
Is totally that a lie?
I mean, I can understand the ignoring part, but not the searching part, you know? Like, searching for Rhi and then rewarding with a mobile phone? Like,
oh, that actually sounds like how you make a monster.
Yeah.
Weird that I'm, like, confident and don't care about anybody.
Yeah, and obsessed with materialistic objects.
She loves her phone. She loves
so
it.
So you left a message on, what sort of answering, was it, it wasn't an answering machine, sorry, because you're younger than me. I assume you had, like, an old 1980s tape deck sort of, like, no, it was like a, was it an answering machine?
She sent them a fax.
Was it a fax?
It was a telegram.
No, so I went to my friend's house and I called my home phone.
Right.
And left a message on the home phone to let mum and dad know that's where
I
was.
And they just didn't check it. And then they looked through the, because where did you live? Live near some tall grass and a creek and stuff.
there was like probably like a K and a half away, like near where the bus stop dropped me off. I would have to walk over a bridge across a creek.
What was your friend's name?
Shawnee.
It's false.
Shawnee.
Shawnee.
Like, as in, like, there was another Sean, or her name was Shawnee.
Shawnee.
You say false?
Yeah.
Look, off the back of Shawnee.
No, that was the word. Shawnee. No one's called Shawnee. It's not true.
You are incorrect.
I knew it.
I'm the best actor here. Yeah. Sorry, Liv, but that was an incredible performance by me.
He's really good at pretending to be like, I'm lying, but I'm.
But also, I'm really good.
Was that back in Brisbane?
Yeah.
So that's the thing. I don't know these dumb Brisbane names, okay? Like Shawnee. Hey, Shawnee. That's a dumb name.
Shawnee could be listening. You apologize. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Sean. E. were the doctors like, we're going to call it Shawnee? Didn't know.
So I like my brother, my mum literally thought something had happened to both me and my brother because I was in grade 8, he was in grade 6. I just started, high school, and I would have to catch a bus home. And my brother was in like one of those schools where they started in grade 5 and finished at high school, like those private boys' schools. So he was getting a bus to a shopping center near our place, and mum was waiting for him. Because he didn't have a phone, he couldn't tell her that his bus was running an hour late. So she called home to tell me, I'm going to be home late. I should have been home by now. My mom was also a teacher, so we all kind of finished our day at the same time. I should have been home by then. She called me to say, I don't know where your brother is. I just have to wait at the bus stop to see if he hopefully turns up. So she's already freaking out. She calls the home phone. I don't answer. And she calls the home phone for like a half an hour and I just don't answer. And I should definitely.
You were dead.
Because I was at Shawnee's. And so mum calls dad, who's working in the city. And she's like, I literally have no idea where either of our kids are.
Oh, right.
So she is, and she, because Josh was like, do you have any stories? And I was like, oh, I don't know. And I called mum last night and I was like, do you have a story? And this was the first thing that came. And she was like terrified. She thought that someone had taken her kids. And so dad went home, didn't check the messages.
God damn it, Greg.
And so he drove to the creek and started searching the creek and the long grass for my dead corpse.
But like, why?
So he has to get the mindset like of a killer going, all right, if I killed someone, where am I going to go?
Can I say, by the way, Shawnee's house is on the way home from the bus stop to my house. So he drove past Shawnee's house.
To look for your grave.
To look for my corpse.
How weird.
And I laughed so hard when mum told me the long grass in the creek. That were her exact words. He searched the long grass in the creek. And I laughed and she was like, you don't understand. This is one of the worst moments of our lives.
And if you checked the message, you would have heard you saying, I'm on a boat.
And she goes, I'm so mad at him.
Island. And so,
Gotcha.
Gotcha. That, Greg.
So, Ree, you got a point there. Now,
fuck yeah.
Ellen.
What?
Once had the opportunity.
Eve. My name is Eve.
Sorry.
So Ellen Bogan.
This bitch. I prefer that, actually.
I'd actually love Josh to start referring to his guests like this slut, this bitch.
Just call me this Jew.
So like me to do that. Yeah, okay. So Eve once had the opportunity to meet Barack Obama.
Oh.
This was 2 days before he was elected to be the president. Just before they met, Ellen's period started.
What is my name? What is my name?
Oh, sorry. I'm reading it. That's why. Sorry. I've written Ellen because Ellen DeGeneres booked in, but she cancelled last week.
So we got another American.
Okay.
Almost as famous. Yep.
So just before they met, Eve's period started with gusto. So every time she looks at the photo, she's reminded of her intense period. Yeah or nah?
First of all, I just want to say shout out to Ellen DeGeneres. Yeah. Guys, watch her Netflix special. She's incredible. She really needs a boost. Mm. First question, like where were you? Like what were you doing that you were like meeting
I was in Obama. Tampa, Florida.
Tampa and you needed a tampon. How interesting.
Oh my God. You know what? You should be a comedian.
I'm going to try it. I think I'm going to start
And the abbreviation of Florida is FLO. So,
Flo, Tampa yeah. Flo.
Flo Rida.
Oh,
if you will.
Yeah.
Ah.
Flo Rida.
Is that what Flo Rida was about?
Yeah.
Period?
About
periods.
Him driving to the shops to get his wife some tampons.
Yeah. actually, such an ally.
The one true ally.
Yeah.
So I was in Tampa, Florida. And I was working as a coordinator on Obama's campaign.
Oh.
So you what were about the one Obama? Who got him elected.
Say again?
You were the one who got him elected.
It's your fault.
Yeah. You can't really.
You got Barack Hussein
Obama. You made this
mess.
You know, you can't take credit.
Barack Hussein things... Obamacare was because of you.
I did use Obamacare, by the way.
I want
my
people
IUD
to start
put
going.
In. Thank you. Sorry, what
thanks,
job?
Eve. When they're at the hospital, you know, they're like, thanks, Obamacare. I just want people to start going, thanks, Eve, Ellen Bogan.
You're welcome for the life-saving free medical care I gave you.
Why Florida, though? Why were you in Florida?
Yeah. You're at New York.
Oh, look at you. Sorry, what? Excuse me? Because it was a swing state.
So was he in Florida?
So you went to Florida?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So you went to Florida to help out?
Yes.
Hey, who was so good.
You're such a good person. Mm. I know
who was
we
head of the campaign
lot,
in Florida? It was Shawnee.
All right. Okay. She okay, gets around. It. All right. I don't know.
Oh, all right. It's a lie.
Who's
the answer?
It's Ray.
What about Obama spoke to you on a level?
A level?
On what level did it speak to you? On multiple levels or just one?
I'm having a hard time answering this because you're creeping me out. My instinct is to make a joke about his dick, and I'm like, that's inappropriate. You know?
No, do it.
It was his dick. No, I just thought he was like gonna save us, and look, we're fine now. He did it.
I'm gonna say. I don't know. Like, I know that I joke a lot about you being a dumb slut, but you are truly such a good person. I feel like it's something you would do. You would go to Florida to, like, help save the country, but also...
Then get your period real bad.
But would she get a period and then tell me about that?
I mean...
I'm going to say it's false.
You are incorrect. Yeah. It was true.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I went... I was a volunteer, and so I ended up kind of unofficially being the volunteer coordinator because everybody was, it was very political by the end of the election.
Weird.
But so I was waiting there, and I got a press pass because I was working for this like organization, and I got to the front of the barrier, and I was waiting, and he's right there, and I was like, it's gonna happen, and he starts walking around, and then I was like, oh my God, this is the heaviest period of my life. And I felt, and I was wearing like a little bit of a longer shirt, but I looked and it was just murder. Like, it was so bad. And I was like, and I could see the porta potties, but I knew if I went, I would never make it back. And I'm like, well, like, I'm going to bleed all over myself because he could win. And then I'll be like, I touched him while I was bleeding.
and he did. Yeah. And you did.
And that's why he won, you know. And then we took a picture together. And I was so excited that I didn't realize I was gripping his hand really hard.
Classic.
And this was like selfie before phones existed. There was just, you know, pigeons and stuff. And so we...
A pigeon would write it down with
their little claw. A pigeon would hold the camera. So I turned the camera and I'm like taking a photo of us, which is in my Facebook former profile pictures, you know, because I don't like to brag. I'm very humble.
I want to search it right now.
Yeah, do it. And then I was like so like crazed about it that I didn't realize that I was gripping his hand and hadn't let him go. And he had to come back and go, I need my hand back. And I was like, oh, sorry. Good luck.
Can we stop shaking hands? Yes, we can.
Yeah. Okay. Period blood all over.
Okay. Oh my God, that was his campaign slogan.
What? I was just saying a thing.
You are just so
you bleed, I lead.
So point there for Eve. So to Eve now. When Liv's baby brother was born.
Nah. So yeah.
Liv's older brother was holding him.
Oh, I thought they were okay.
When their parents left the room, Liv said very menacingly to their older brother, listen, you stupid git, give me that baby. Yeah or no? Give me that baby.
I know my instinct, but I've also learned that I don't know you at all. We've had like 5 conversations and I realized the whole time you've been hiding.
I'm an enigma.
Okay, so how much older... what are the ages of your brothers?
My older brother is 6.5 years older than me and my younger brother is 2.5 years younger. So I was 2.5 when this happened.
And what did you say to him?
I said, listen, you stupid git, give me that baby. Because I wanted to hold my younger brother and he was like... I didn't think my parents would let me, so I tried to make him let me.
But your parents left the room.
Yeah.
And how old was your brother at this point? He was like 8? No.
Yeah, he was like 9.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's his name?
Hal.
What's his sign?
Taurus?
She's lying. She's lying.
This is totally not true.
He's also like pretty private, so like I hope that's okay to say.
He's like, what's his address? You tell people I was a Taurus?
I did. I'm sorry.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Do you want me to beep out the name or the star sign? I'm happy to do either.
No, it's fine. He can handle it. He's a grown man.
I'm going to Google Hal
what
Taurus.
What star sign is he? Beep.
And what was his response to you when you said that?
He laughed really loud. And then I think my parents came back in and they were like, what's going on? And my older brother told them what I said. And then they started laughing and like they let me supervised hold my younger brother and I was real chuffed because I got what I wanted, but they still tell that story about me.
Can you remember you saying this?
No, I don't.
So maybe your brother just made it up.
You know, maybe, but also I love that story.
Yeah.
So like I want that story about myself. Yeah. Thanks,
John. Kid is such a specific, like I think that's someone like a Cockney kid from the you know. Late 1800s would say that. Why are we saying
late 1800s?
I don't know. I struggle
when this
for people
happened.
Today.
Yeah, I
am immortal.
Do you think that's a thing in your family? You guys say git a lot?
We do actually. Yeah, we do say git a lot. I don't know. My parents moved over from England as kids. I don't know if it's like
so they're from the
British
UK?
Thing. Yeah.
Oh, that's okay.
I mean, they grew up here, but like their families moved over when they were little.
No, right. Same. It's pronounced
such a
UK.
Detective.
You said okay. It's pronounced UK.
I thought it was the.
Are you UK, Dave?
All right, I think I know.
What do you think?
Nah.
You are incorrect. It was true.
It's true.
God,
did
now
we all get incorrect? Like, were we all incorrect?
Yep, you're all
round?
Incorrect that round.
Yes, we all got it wrong.
It was great.
Damn you.
Listen, you
because
we're all
like,
psych.
I'm like, you're such a good actor that it's clearly a lie. And also, who the fuck says git?
Me all
you know,
the time.
As a child.
It's an underutilized word. It's fun.
And you gave so many details that I was like, it can't be. You know, people are like, yeah, and then? Like,
look, accept the loss, Eve, okay?
Okay, at the end of the round.
Loser.
End of the round. All right. The scores are Xavier on 3 points, Eve on 3 points, Liv on 4 points,
ooh,
and in the lead, Ree on 7 points.
Yeah. Oh.
This is rigged.
You called me a loser, and I'm a winner.
Hey, there's still one round to go, and this is where you can lose points. This round is called Hoo-Hoo. Well, I'll read out 10 facts about everyone in the room.
Okay.
If you think you know who it is?
10 facts.
Buzz in. Your name's your buzzer. You get a point if you get it right. You get a point off if you get it wrong. Only round you can lose points.
Mm-hmm.
So, Ree. Mm-hmm.
Wait, and you buzz in with your name?
Name, yep. So, okay. Eve. That's your name, not Ellen. Eve, okay?
Thank you so much.
Eve DeGeneres.
You can't buzz in for your own.
Her name's Ellen Bowden.
How dare you?
Question one. Who was once so sick they had to shit under a bridge?
Xavier.
Yes, Xavier.
It was Ellen over here.
Yes, it was Eve.
In context, that was India. God, I'm realizing... It was.
But you travelled back to the same backpack as to get your pants washed?
A lot of, like, travel bodily function.
I know. I'm like, God, what is wrong with me?
Yeah, you're a real fucking mess.
I'm a real lower chakra gal.
It was like a tiki tour, just pit and piss and shit across the world.
Like, that's just my dream.
Shiss, pit and shiss, were you about
shiss?
To say?
Pit and shiss. We all pit and shiss.
It was the only time I was travelling without my little, like, health kit that I would take, you know, like my little medicine.
My piss and shit kit.
Yeah, just a cup to attach to my butthole.
Oh, yes, the siphon.
And I was with these idiots. They were all 20 and I was 30 and they were stoned. And I was like, they just hit me. I was like, I'm dying. Like all of a sudden we're in this van and I'm like, oh, I'm going to die. I thought I had.
We were in this van?
Yeah, we're in this van in India. And I was like, I was so sick. I thought I had cholera.
Oh, no.
And then we went to like a kind of like a lake in the desert and there was nothing around. And this was the creepiest part. I should have given you this as a fact.
That's all right.
We were walking to, I'm crying laughing at myself. See, better, like, I'm just, better like, at I'm the eyes.
I'm not pain. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Put the top down.
Yeah. Rather it through the eyes and through the puss. I don't know.
I don't know where that comes from.
Excuse me.
You know what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
We were walking to the one medical center. So someone walked me to this medical center. I was really weak. I couldn't keep anything down. And we're walking and it's deserted. There's no power, no running water, anything. And as we were walking, like, I don't know, it was like a couple hundred meters, they were just the lower legs of cows, like below the knee.
Wow.
Like, and in India, nobody kills cows, right?
Yeah.
And so it was like all different kinds of cows. And it was like knee to hoof everywhere, like just like scattered throughout. And a million types of sandals, like thongs, just one shoe. Like, so it was like some kind of, it was just the craziest thing I'd ever seen.
When you see the shoes on the power lines, you can buy drugs. Is that what it is in India? You can buy drugs when you just see one lone sandal.
In the desert. No, in India, it's like, oh, you're on a street, you can buy drugs.
Sick. Question two. Who here has a big old crush on Gordon Ramsay?
Liv.
Eve.
Yes, Liv.
Ray.
Yes, you are correct.
I do. How do you know?
Did I
tell you that?
No, I just do research.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Interesting.
You probably thirst tweeted about Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Gordon, I love you.
Cut to Josh under your bed last night, just listening to you on your
porn. Siri, pull me up Gordon Ramsay lookalike porn.
Or when you just come, you're like, Gordon.
Yeah. I just want him to be like, you're right, darling? That's all I want.
You're right,
that's
darling. Is that what he says?
Next question.
All right, sweetheart. He doesn't sound like Cockney like that.
Speaking of crushes. Who here has a crush on Aladdin?
Eve.
Yes, Eve.
Xavier.
No, it's Rhea.
you do that genie joke or something, you know?
Do I?
Yeah.
You know the...
Classic to be a genie joke.
No, opium.
It's supposed to be opium.
Right, I never listen.
Obviously
I never...
means he wants to just bone down with Aladdin so hard. Yeah.
I don't hear other people's jokes. I just know. I feel like there's like shisha in the air when you do it.
No, I have a crush on the parrot from Aladdin. Not Aladdin.
Yeah.
Is that voiced by Gilbert
Iago?
Yeah.
I get it. Why? Yeah.
Yeah. It's a hot voice.
Yeah, he's hot.
You want to have sex with me? I can't do it.
Have you heard it? He reads fucking 50 Shades of Grey on Is It John Oliver's show?
No.
It's, look it up when you get home. It is good.
That's shit. So he was behind me at the security check when I went back to the U.S. recently. And I was like, am I famous too? No. No, you're not.
Next question. Whose advice to people is to stop weighing yourself? Stop weighing yourself.
Eve.
Yes, Eve.
Live.
Yes, you are correct. Point
three. It sounds like something. Just love you. That's
no. I logistically, I think it's great. I haven't weighed myself in 8 years.
Right, and what
it's
is
awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
Don't do it.
What do you feel like? Fine.
You don't need to do it. Why do you need to do it? No one needs to know how much they weigh, really. Like for what?
Starts as soon as you're born.
Yeah.
How much do they weigh? Who cares?
It's They're healthy. Fine. Yeah. Are they sick? Do we need to know? I think it's fine.
You know, this is a healthy attitude. Yeah. Fuck yourself.
Next question. Who here spent New Year's Eve watching a punk band play before an African drumming ensemble?
Eve.
Yes, Eve.
Xavier.
Yes, you are correct. Yes, point.
Yeah, because I'm rock and roll. We all know that about
me. In your dad's or stepdad's, whatever, suspenders.
Yeah, when I'm getting around the suspenders.
Stepdad-in-law.
That's because you look like you're in a ska band, and ska is the perfect middle. Whoa.
Whoa. What just happened?
My microphone just levitated. It's great.
Ska is the magic word.
Yeah, the ska gods have
listened.
The Venn diagram, if one side is African drumming ensemble and the other side is punk rock.
Mixed together, that's ska.
Ska in the middle.
That's how it means.
Yeah.
Holding on to what I am.
Okay, next question. Who here had a 13 and a half hour bath?
Eve.
Lev.
Yes, Eve.
Fuck. Ree.
That's got to be Ree, yes.
Ree, I'm coming for you, right? I'm coming for you.
Oh, God. I'm
Does that mean you
trash.
Spent more of the day in the bath than you did outside of a bath?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, Xavier. That's what exactly.
How wrinkly were you when you got out?
I wasn't very wrinkly at all because
it was a bath. You didn't want any water. You were just lying in the bath. No,
because I had my feet like crossed like a lady out of the bath and I was playing. I had sort of like my bath caddy that goes across the bath. I had my laptop on it.
With like an array of sex toys. That's what I would do. All right.
I mean, that's probably cooler than what I was doing, which was playing this like online game called Bloon Tower Defense 5.
And shout out to
Bloon Tower Defense 5, you guys. Give it a try. It's really fun.
And basically you're a monkey and you have to protect your monkey kingdom from balloons.
Oh, I get it. And that's why you didn't wrinkle up. Makes sense.
Because I was checks playing
out.
It.
It all checks out.
So my hands were playing the laptop the whole time and my feet were out of the bath.
If you're spending 13 hours in a bath, I don't think you're in the right headspace to have electronics
near
the water.
I have made it very clear that I'm never in the right headspace.
To be fair, Josh, you have one of those like little bath trays that like, sits across the bath. Yeah,
and also my laptop did. My laptop did get wet. And then I just told the insurance company it was rain and I got a new one. So
okay. Oh, look at you.
Okay. Right, and I question. Haven't done that since.
Next wink. Question.
Winky wink.
Who here once ate the leftover food off their sister-in-law's plate, which their family wouldn't let them forget for about 10 years? Yes, Ree.
Dave.
No, that was Eve.
Eve, really?
Oh, my God.
I knew it wasn't Liv.
My brother brought it up in therapy 10 years later.
What? In therapy?
In therapy.
Why?
And I was like...
Was this a joint family therapy?
It was just me and my brother and like, and my therapist. I was like... It happened 10 years ago. It does. My therapist was like, Eve, it's important to him. And I was like, oh, fuck other people.
What did it affect
why
you
was
that
it
much?
Important to
well,
him? Well, I think it was like to him, it was like, she's, so I, my sister-in-law, then it was his girlfriend. Now they got married. I mean, I love, it sounds so, I'm like, now they're married. I love her. But she did throw me under the bus. Basically, my whole family was like really controlling about food. Surprise. And I came after practice. I was playing sports. And I got to the restaurant. I didn't want to eat anything, or I ate like a tiny thing because I was like, no, I don't eat now. And they were like, good, but are you sure?
Oh, damn.
And so I was like, I don't need to eat anything. And I was fucking starving.
Yeah.
So then she didn't finish her thing. And I was like, can I try some? And she said, yeah. And then I just kept eating it. And my whole family was like, Eve, that's so rude. And I'm like, finally, and I finished it. And at the end, I was like, well, if she'd wanted to save it, she would have told me. And she goes, actually, I did want to save it. Never fucking forgiven her for that. And so
she didn't stop you, though. Yeah, she's sitting there going, no,
stop. No, stop it. You know, you got to stay your boundaries.
There is
all right?
So much to unpack here.
But it's my family. It was like a metaphor for how I am a monster, I guess. You know, like...
I'm just shocked you have a brother. Your vibe is only child.
No!
Yeah, you have such an only child
Rita,
vibe.
Rita is so cruel.
No, I mean that as a compliment. Not.
My vibe is like I had to fight my way through the whole thing, and that's why...
Are you youngest?
I think that's just like a woman
yeah. vibe. Like the fight your way yeah. through.
Carry the knife in my boot.
And our final question for the game. Who here on a bad come down adopted a cat?
Liv. Oh, sorry. I meant to say
Liv,
Eve.
Liv.
Shit.
Yes, Liv.
Ray.
Yes,
God
you're
damn it. I mean,
I think Liv's won. I'm furious.
Stop.
I'm not even looking. I think.
Oh, that was me tapping my nose. Out of anger, like knocking on the table.
I feel sorry for Zabe.
Like, I haven't got any word in
it. Anytime it's me, it's like a thing about me. You two are both like...
yeah, and I said your name by accident. So I'm actually,
also, I don't want to say because it seems mean that I keep going, it's Ree, you're a piece of shit. You do these things. I know it's you.
Yeah, and I got my little kitty cat Zuzu because I did too much coke. Yeah.
All right, at the end of the game, the scores are Xavier Michaelides on 4 points. Yay!
Yeah.
You're
all
right.
That's pretty good. Is that still at the bottom?
That's good. Yes,
yeah, you're
last.
Still fourth.
It's not good then.
You don't know anything.
On 5 points is Eve Ellenbogen.
Should be higher.
On 6 points, it's Ree Down.
I can't believe it. Baby, you won!
And also on 6 points, it's Liv Houston. It's a tie!
Yeah!
The friendship continues.
Yeah.
The friendship continues.
Yeah. We live another day.
Thank you for playing Don't You Know Who I Am. Before we go, a quick little plug. So, Ree, you got anything to plug coming up?
Yeah, I'd like to plug festival show. Buy tickets now because I'm so stressed. And then it'll like motivate me to write a joke.
What's it called?
It's called Ferocious. I'm doing it with Aurelia St. Clair, who is incredible. I will put a link up on my Instagram so you can buy tickets. Yeah.
Sweet. Awesome. Xavier Michaelides.
Watch Little Scamps with me and Ben Russell, where you just watch videos of different animals. Josh will put up a link for it.
I will do that.
Thank you. And also listen to KFC Chatting, where me and Pete Jones and Beck Petratus have been eating all of the menu of KFC. We film it in this studio. That's why it smells a bit like old chicken in here. Sorry about that.
You guys are artists.
Yeah.
Liv, where can people see you?
Watch Santa Clarita Diet on Netflix. Season 3 is going to be coming out in a bit this year. And I don't know, try to understand my Twitter jokes.
Liv, do you want to explain what Netflix is?
Oh, it's like, how do I even begin?
This is for Eve's dad when he's listening to the podcast. Yeah.
Okay, well,
he has it.
No one's going to message you. Yeah. Tell him that. It's much easier.
No, I'm sure he'd find it. Netflix is messaging me. And for me, I have my show at Adelaide Fringe, Melbourne International Comedy Festival, and Sydney Comedy Festival called Too Much. Tickets on sale now, please.
Where'd you call your show that?
awesome. Buy tickets. What'd you say?
Nothing.
Also, if you're listening to this and you're in Brisbane, I'm coming up on March the 16th at the Heya Bar.
Oh, so, I love Heya Bar.
Yeah, it's great. So I'm going to do the podcast and then have a bit of a break, and then we're going to do the world premiere of my new show, Josh Earle Talks, which is also going to be at Melbourne Comedy Festival. Get your tickets at joshearle.com.au.
Yeah, Shawnee, get on down there.
Thanks, Shawnee. Thank you for playing. See you next time. Till next time. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
G'day, mate.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. It's not optional. You have to do it. We used to go easy on it, but now you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.